The elite college that's banishing future student debt. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning to you. First, the House of Representatives is expected to vote today on President Biden's nearly $2 trillion social spending bill and a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. Those figures are spending over 10 years. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has details.
The House vote would come after some last-minute compromises, which added paid family leave and work permits for immigrants to the bill. The legislation would also raise a $10,000 cap on state and local tax deductions. Those provisions could be stripped out when the measure goes to the Senate. The bill also includes a new hearing aid benefit for Medicare patients, plus a cap on their out-of-pocket costs for prescription drugs picked up at the pharmacy. The Senate has already passed the infrastructure bill, which would fund repairs to roads, bridges, and water systems. If passed by the House today, it would go right to President Biden's desk. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
This morning, we'll get the big hiring and unemployment reports for the month just ended, October. The job market, as we've been covering, is a strange one, with strong consumer demand requiring workers, but persistence of COVID and supply bottlenecks holding things back. To review, hiring in June and July was very strong, about 1 million jobs added each month. But in August, job growth fell by 2/3, and in September, the pace of hiring slowed yet again. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has a preview.
Every month, economists put out predictions for the jobs report. And for October, the range is huge, from 250,000 to 750,000 new jobs.
When we look at what's happening in the labor market, I think we're dealing in unprecedented times.
Elise Gould at the Economic Policy Institute says there's a reason it's hard to predict right now.
This lingering pandemic that's going on has a very large impact on what people and businesses are doing and thinking about work.
As COVID cases soared in late summer, job creation in hotels, bars, and restaurants nearly stalled out. Workers also face unprecedented uncertainty, says John Lear at polling firm Morning Consult.
There's likely to be permanent sectoral shifts. The future of work is highly uncertain, and then we've got a lot of policy uncertainty going on,
leading workers to quit, switch jobs, or stay on the sidelines, all of which is likely to make the employment numbers volatile for months to come. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Cue the numbers, Jay. Here you go. Stock indexes seem poised to go higher when things open for real. The S&P future is up 0.2%. The Dow future up just slightly now. The NASDAQ future is up 0.5%. But the jobs report due in just over, an hour and a half could affect the vibe. We'll be there for that. Smith College, the noted liberal arts place in Massachusetts, is doing away with student loans for its undergrads. It's the first college for women to take on the problem of student debt in this way. Undergrads who qualify for need-based aid, who used to get packages of grants and loans, will now be given grants that cover the amount and not directed to borrow, as is the tradition in most places. The president of Smith College is Kathleen McCartney. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Smith is the first women's college to do this, but you know, students were asked to live with debt for all these years. Tell me about the new thinking now about student debt from your perspective.
Well, I think there is a national debt crisis. It's not as great at places like Smith because we offer better financial aid packages, but our students were still graduating on average with $19,000 in debt. And we just decided to work hard so that we could do something about that.
You're being very clear that this is about lowering the burdens of student debt, but might also, I wonder, have the effect of maybe getting stronger students to apply?
Yes. First and foremost, it is just the right thing to do. But it should improve our ability to attract, enroll, and retain the best students. And a third point that we talked a lot about was that Black students as well as Latina students at Smith and across the country disproportionately take on debt. So we feel really strongly that this sends a signal that Smith is committed to equity and racial justice.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I have to mention that tuition, if one paid the full freight at, for instance, Smith, is nearly $56,000, then there's the rest equals $78,000. You must encounter parents and students who say it's just all getting too expensive.
I think we do, but our packages are very generous. On average, we award about $55,000. But yes, every year there are families that struggle, and this will help them.
So President McCartney Smith has the money for this?
We do. Thanks to careful stewardship of our resources over the years and generous alumni, we do. And last year we received the largest gift in our history, a $50 million gift from an alumna, and she designated $40 million of it for financial aid. So that got me and the Board of Trustees thinking very seriously about whether or not we could do something bold and significant to enhance our financial aid packages.
So you're not going to be upset if your competition follows your lead?
I hope our competition follows our lead.
Kathleen McCartney is president of Smith College in Massachusetts. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
The Federal Reserve estimates that as of this spring, people across America were on the hook for $1.73 trillion in student debt. If trillions are hard to fathom, $1.75 trillion is nearly 2 million millions, 1, 7, 5, then 10 more zeros. Our digital producer is Redmond Caralipio. Our engineers are Jay Siebold and Jessen Dueler. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.